Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I am joined in the studio by my friend and our lovely guest. This is third time you've been on The Local Take,
Twice
on The Local Take, Miss Myrna Clayton.
Hey, thank you. I'm excited to be here with you again, Kiplin.
Well, Myrna, I'm excited about what you're here for today because I love learning new things, and I just learned that October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Yes, it is. We're excited about that and excited about spreading the news and creating awareness about the fact that there are persons who are people with disability and they actually work and are very, very viable in their careers.
So there are jobs that people with disabilities can do. And you also taught me a new phrase, people being differently able.
Yes. And some people are accepting of that term and others are not. And so we're saying it really from an educational standpoint because we want the general population to see this wonderful group of people as able. It's just different. There are attorneys who are persons with disability. They are either blind or in a wheelchair user. There are engineers. The careers are endless, but we don't necessarily think about this particular population as able. As a matter of fact, sadly, only 3% of the U.S. population are employed people with disability. Only 3%. And so that's such a small group of employed people. However, this population is the largest minority population in the U.S. 19% of the U.S. population are people with disability. And we don't realize that. 56.7 million people have a disability. And it's the only minority population that anybody can join.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So people with disabilities can contribute.
Absolutely.
And you all are showcasing that by doing a career day.
Absolutely. It's a Disability Awareness Career Day that's highlighting the careers of professionals who are differently able. And so we will be exposing children and their families to these professionals. And when I say exposing, giving the professionals an opportunity to share what they do and encouraging the families to engage, to ask questions. We've been taught from childhood not to point, not to stare. And I don't know about you, but I still hear my mom, stop that. You know, and so as a result, we don't know how to engage a person in conversation. We just stare and then turn, either run away, or we have this nervous laughter, you know, and we know that that's wrong too. So we kind of feel weird when we are engaged or exposed to, introduced to, come in contact with someone who's different. And so this will go far in all types of diversity. But this is very much something that we're wanting to start with those who've newly been socialized.
And that's happening today, actually, at Graves Elementary School in Norcross at 8 a.m.
Correct. October 28th, 8 a.m., Graves Elementary School in Norcross. Yes.
That is wonderful. And I think that's so great thing to explain to children.
Yes.
Because a lot of times children do have those questions, as you mentioned, but it'll also mean when those children grow up,
absolutely,
after having met people who were differently able, they can embrace folks who might be coming to their job.
And as they're growing up, they can also help their parents and their other adults that they interact with to say, no, they're okay with us asking questions because they want to share with us and tell us what they do and how they do what they do.
And now, the organization that you represent,
yes,
Able2, you all are also doing another event around folks with disabilities who are in the arts.
That's correct. Professional performers who have a disability, they're showcasing their talent. The show is called Showability. And we're excited about that event as the Career Day. It's going to be at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. So we're collaborating with the Auburn Avenue Research Library. And we are supported financially by the Fulton County Board of Commissioners through the Fulton County Arts Council. We're excited because our featured artist is Willie Ziavino and the COT Band. They are phenomenal. They're a Latin band. We're also featuring comedian Jesse Sims, singer Rusty Taylor, saxophonist Jerrion Irving, and a young man who's on the autism spectrum who is 15 years old and sounds exactly like 35-year-old Elvis. And his nickname is Delvis. His name is Devin, but his nickname is Delvis. And when you see this little 15-year-old and you hear him, oh my gosh, he's not an impersonator. He really is Elvis. In his mind and his performance, he's Elvis. And it is so phenomenal. So we're excited. We're excited about it because they're all good. It's not. This is not a kumbaya kind of a thing. No, these are awesome professional performers.
So why is it important for you and Able to showcase people with disabilities who are making these wonderful contributions?
You know, we recognize the need. We don't think about the significance of this population until, like I said, we come in contact with someone. And then we say, oh, wait a minute. I became involved because I actually saw a young man struggle to get on stage. He had crutches, and I think he had cerebral palsy or something. And we don't think about the fact that artists can't get on stage to perform. A person can't experience entertainment in the way that we naturally experience entertainment. And so it's really unfortunate. And so there's an opportunity here, and Able to seize the opportunity of blending arts and disability in a different way. We realize we're on the leading edge, which is why we're doing the elementary school thing, because we realize we have to educate. And we're starting there, so we're doing both ends, because we're not only concerned about the artist, we're also very concerned about the audience. We know that we would disproportionately have more audience members who are persons with disability. And if you think about it, theaters, venues have very limited seating for persons who are disabled. And that's not right. That means that you're not invited to come to the show. We don't have enough space for you. That's just wrong on so many levels. But again, we've never thought about it. ADA says people can enter the building and go to the bathroom. That's the only thing the law stipulates. And so we're actually creating things that make builders think beyond just allowing someone to come into the building. Now, mind you, that's only been since 1990. It hadn't been a long time that they've even thought about it that much. So we're pushing the bar a little further.
And as you mentioned, the ADA is set up for just the minimum.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
the minimum.
It would be great for us and the industry to embrace going a little bit beyond that.
Absolutely. I mean, because if you the disability community includes mobility issues, deaf, blind, developmental, emotional. It includes a lot of people. And we only think about little portions, you know, little segments. And Able, too, is trying to think broadly because all of these people are very viable. All of them have families that want to go on out together. And oftentimes, persons with disability aren't even able to go. And so that means somebody has to stay home with the person. So the family never gets to go out together. You know, so it's a lot of opportunity that we see within this population that expands much broader than us having a concert. It's about the audience and the family coming and doing things like, for example, and I don't want to say too much, but there's like theater etiquette. Well, a person who's on the disability or the autism spectrum or has Tourette, they're in a theater, it gets dark. Well, they're going to shout out. Now, mind you, we do that too, but we just don't shout out. We feel abrupt, but our reaction is quietly. Well, they haven't been taught, or they don't have the ability to, they're going to shout out. So it's things like that that we're just wanting to open the conversation about.
And the more you have the experience, the more you're able to even mimic the correct behavior.
Correct. Absolutely. It's about experience for them and for us, because we who are in the general population, we can accept that as opposed to stare and look mean.
And as you mentioned, the disability minority is one that we can all join.
We can. We can absolutely join.
So Myrna, for our listeners who want to support Able to, how can they find out more about what you're doing and be in touch with you?
Our website, well, first of all, we have a unique spelling. While when you hear the name, you think Able to, the spelling is ABEL and the number 2. And so it's ABEL2.org. That's our website, and they can just easily go there. I don't know if I can say you can make donations, but hell, you can go there and kind of learn a little bit more about us. And we are welcome. We embrace volunteers because we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to see what's best and how to communicate this. And so we open our arms to volunteers. We open our arms to contributions. We're excited. We're an emerging organization that's really wanting to collaborate with larger organizations that are wanting to do something unique and different to cater to this population.
Well, these are definitely two unique and different opportunities, and I'm going to say it one more time. It's a Disability Employment Awareness Career Day this afternoon on the 28th, this morning on the 28th yes. at 8 a.m.
Yes.
at Graves Elementary School in Norcross, and then Showability, professional disabled artists will be performing at the Auburn Avenue Research Library on Monday the 30th at 6 p.m.
Absolutely.
Myrna, thank you so much for coming
thank
to
you.
Share this with us.
Thank you so much, Kipling. It's a wonderful to be on your show and be a part of you informing the community.